Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sarah and I am a missionary here with Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of their Catholic faith. This morning, we're going to be reading and reflecting on the first chapter of the book of Ephesians and jumping right into verse 11. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. It says, "Brothers and sisters, in Christ we are also chosen, destined in accordance with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ, in him you also, who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward the redemption as God's possession, to the praise of his glory." All right. Wow. I feel like this is just like such a poetic few verses here we got here in Ephesians. So what are we talking about here? Or when I read this passage, three words are really sticking out to me. And those words are purpose, inheritance, and sealed. And I just want to start off with purpose. It is written here that we are chosen, destined in accordance with the purpose of Christ. We are appointed and we are destined for a life of real purpose. We have meaning and significance because God loves us and has a plan for us, like a life that matters and a life with importance. And, you know, I was just reading this and the first thing that came to my mind was this story of when I was a counselor here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. And I encountered a camper that just really reminded me of how God wants to remind us of our purpose when we forget that we're chosen by him. This particular camper was struggling and feeling really anxious at the end of the night. And she came to me, you know, crying and upset because, you know, she was just facing a lot of lies from the enemy in her mind, telling her that she wasn't enough and that she didn't have any purpose. And, you know, like in my mind, I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, I really need you to help me here. And I hear Holy Spirit saying, okay, yes, teach her to come to me, teach her to ask me for help. So I said, okay. I looked at her and I said, okay, you know, I think we need to ask the Holy Spirit, what is my purpose? And the young girl, she like kind of just like looked at me and like, you know, was like kind of questioning me, I guess. But she closed her eyes and squeezed her eyes really tight. And she starts like repeating, okay, Holy Spirit, what is my purpose? Holy Spirit, what is my purpose? Holy Spirit. And, you know, a couple of minutes go by and I'm just kind of watching her, praying for her, asking the Holy Spirit to come upon her and give her answer to like, Holy Spirit, what is my purpose? And she looks up at me after a while and she goes, the Holy Spirit said that I'm a catcher of fireflies. And I was like, okay, what do you think that means? And she goes, I catch the light and I share the light with the people around me. And she just goes on to tell me this beautiful image that the Holy Spirit put in her imagination of her catching lightning bugs and sharing them with her friends and her family. And right there, like in that moment, peace and purpose and light fell over this girl. She was reminded of her purpose by the Holy Spirit. And from even that, just that moment when she received the truth of God, to share the truth of God that she had received, she went back to our small group and shared testimony of how the Lord had given her peace and how he had peace for them too. And you know, she was like, you know, bugging me all night, you know, like, hey, like, can you get some mason jars? Like, can you get something that we can catch fireflies together so that, you know, I can catch fireflies and give them to my friends? Just like God, like, gave me that peace and he wants me to give it to others. And it was just like such a beautiful moment of realization that the Holy Spirit, like, is just so for us and God's purpose and plan is for us. And, you know, as a little counselor, I was like, ah, yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. This girl got it. She's starting to understand and she's learning how to rely on you and lean on you. And she's reminded of her purpose again. So thank you, God. And oh gosh, it was just such a victory moment for me that summer. And I love how this story flows into the next piece of what I want to talk about, our inheritance and the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit. This girl was feeling alone and feeling anxious from the lie of purposelessness. And the Holy Spirit, the promise, our inheritance, our helper, our friend, was who she called upon to be reminded again. And he showed up because he always shows up. He is the promise of security. He is the promise of comfort and peace. and He loves to be our helper and our friend. And I feel like this morning, Holy Spirit just like wants to remind you of the promise wherever you're at. And if you've been feeling a lack of excitement and purpose and just like that vivacious life that the Holy Spirit has for you, if you've been doubting that, I think the Holy Spirit just wants to remind you of your purpose, that you are a catcher of lightning bugs, that you're a catcher of fireflies, that you catch the light of truth that He has for you this morning, and that you share that with the world, and that that is your purpose. It is your purpose and our joy as Christians to go out and spread the good news of who God is. This has been a scripture reflection on Ephesians chapter 1, 11 through 14. Again, my name is Sarah. To learn more about the events and programs offered here at Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net.